So this evening we will have a party that may also mistakenly be perceived as a series of guided meditations. And as a grand opening, I'll share a reflection. That sounds really sad. Isn't it great, you know? It's really great, this whole meditation business. And I think the one thing I want to say is a day ago or something, I mentioned that I want to put on the table our experiences and suffering and dukkha and these ways of looking and the possibility of awakening. And reflecting back on that, I think it may be important and interesting to hear how both sides of the table speak to us, and they have a way of communicating with us, if that makes sense, where we are, you know. Definitely the usual, or relatively usual, if usual is even a thing, you know, but the relatively usual ways of existing and our pains and dukkhas coming from plenty of directions. That has a way of communicating itself to us. And also, maybe something from the other side has a way to communicate itself to us as well. And it could be that with the practices that we've been doing, you know. And interestingly, it may have very little to do with do you feel that it's going well for you or not. It may be completely, or it can be a completely different factor than that. Through the practices, through the meditations, through the silence, you know, there may be some things that are speaking to us from the other side in how can I say it, in their own unique voices that are not always very obvious, you know. But sometimes with the going into the depth and the subtlety. Again, and this is not in a contradiction with does the mind speak a lot, you know. It's on a different level than that very often. It may be that we will hear some requests. Then we will sense some forms of beauty and mystery and some forms of love. And this is very interesting. And I think it's very, very, very important. I think it's really, really important. First practice, very, very simple, very nice, I think. So you can close your eyes. This one's going to be short. Just a few minutes. And really, really simple, you know? Sitting there, not doing much, just hanging out. And when you feel like it, you have a very simple job. I'll describe it, then you can do it at your own pace. The job is to open the eyes and look at someone. They don't need to know that you're looking at them, but you are. Just catching someone in your eye. And at the same time, you're just saying a word. The word can be friend. Friend. So that's the practice. You can do it a few times, you can do it at your own pace, you can choose different people or the same person. Very simple. Just try it out. If you're catching yourself trying to do more than what the instructions are, see if you can drop it. Just keep these two. Glimpsing. With the word, friend. You can choose a different word if you want, but you don't get to play with the instructions more than that. Hey, thank you. The second practice will actually be quite a simple metta meditation. I will guide it lightly. And we'll practice in this way for about 7 minutes. So you can arrange your body, and I actually want to encourage you to prioritize that it would be relatively supportive and comfortable. Yes. So, yes, uprightness is good, openness is good, but on the balance, now preferring, because this is a party, yes? I will guide the meditation, but the general direction of it is to experience the whole room, including everyone in it and everything in it. As held and radiating metta and compassion. And what I'll suggest are that supports for that. Some of you may find them helpful, some of you may not, and some of you are already floating in a radiating sea of metta and compassion. Sensitive to the whole body. And perhaps especially to your heart. From the heart, maybe there's a subtle radiation of care. The heart naturally radiates care. One of its forms is the nourishment for the whole body. If you are feeling into your heart right now and it doesn't feel at all like it's radiating care or love or compassion, but it feels very differently, that is of course very much okay, and you are very welcome to hold that and attend to that. And it may be that at the same time there is some movement of care and friendliness. Perhaps it's radiating out, perhaps it's actually receiving. So see what feels better. Maybe following yesterday's meditation, the room is already suffused with metta. That is very, very possible. course, you can use imagination if you want. Imagine the heart radiating or held. If you wish, you can sense the presence of someone else in the room, maybe one of your new friends, maybe someone else. And sensing into this part or aspect of our body and heart that knows that there is another person around and can feel the presence of another's person, another person's consciousness and heart. And softly becoming aware of the heart of another person. In whatever way that works for you right now. You can reflect if you wish that this heart knows difficulties and beauty in one, in some way similar, in some way different than yours. And find your own way, if you wish, to tune into it a sense of a care. Friendship, kindness. It may be very, very subtle. Maybe it doesn't even move from you to the other person. It's just there already. You don't need to do anything. Or maybe you do. And at your own pace, you can let this sensitivity expand and include others as well. Let your heart and mind be touched by the presences of other hearts and minds, and nourish a kind attitude. If it wants, it can expand to the whole room and everything in it. And see if it wants to radiate or flow or just be sensed, as if the whole room is already held in or radiates or made of. Love or compassion. Okay, so that was number two. I hope some of you liked it. You know, guided meditations are dangerous. You know, it's true. It's true. It's like sometimes it goes really well for some, and some people really don't like it sometimes. You know, so I apologize. I apologize to some of you. But I'm gonna keep going. So my apology is partial. The next one. Maybe slightly less abstract, perhaps. I don't know. And in this one, we're gonna follow instructions of the Buddha to his son. To his son, Rahula. So, Oh, here it is. Very good. So, the Buddha's instructions to his son was actually on the theme of anatta. On the theme of anatta. And he figured, the Buddha, being the brilliant teacher that he was, that this part about anatta is sort of hard to get, you know. you need to explain it in different ways and give different examples and different ways in. And one of the ways in he offered was the perception of the body from the perspective of the elements. Yes? The five elements of earth and water and air and fire and space. Maybe in a different order. I don't remember the order, but these are the five elements that he mentioned. Sometimes mentioned four, putting space out. Sometimes mentioning six, like Kirsten said. Adding consciousness as well. So we're going to do some variation of it. We will tune to the body from the perspectives of the elements. I'll let the Buddha explain what that means. Then tune to the outside world from the perspective of that element, and then sensing the presences of others from the perspective of that element. Yes? So beginning with body, towards stuff, and then towards others. So the Buddha. Rahula. Any form whatsoever that is past, future, or present, internal or external, blatant or subtle, common or sublime, far or near. Every form is to be seen as it actually is with right discernment, as this is not mine, this is not myself, this is not who I am. Then he looked at Rahula, and Rahula was, no, what do you mean? What do you mean? Maybe. And then the Buddha said, there are these five properties, Rahula. Which five? The earth property, the water property, the fire property, the wind property, wind or air, and space property. And so he begins, and what is the fire property? The earth property, sorry, because he knew the order. The earth property, he made the order. The earth property can be either internal or external. What is internal in earth property? Anything internal within oneself that's hard, solid, and sustained. And then he goes through a long list. Head hairs for the ones... fortunate ones, body hairs, nails, teeth, skin, flesh, something else, bones, bone marrow, kidneys, heart, liver membrane, spleen, lungs, large intestine, small intestine, contents of stomach, feces, or anything else internal within oneself that's hard, solid, and sustained. Yeah. So everything that is substantial, that has weight, everything that is material. Yes? Now, both the internal earth property and the external earth property are simply earth property. Let's eat. Not let's eat, because that doesn't bring much appetite, all these descriptions. But let's sit. Just sensitive to your own bodies. And in your own bodies, see if you can develop special sensitivity to whatever is stiff or solid or has weight. Quite similar to the practice of dropping down, or can be quite similar. So, trusting the weight of the body. sensing the heaviness. The solidity of the sitting bones against the chair or the cushion. And any other form of substantiality, stiffness of bones and organs. Still sensitive to the whole body, but especially sensitive to this aspect of things, the solidity, weightiness of the body. Perhaps the stiffness of the skull, or the ribs. See if you can keep a little bit of the metta. Sensitive to the whole body, the kind heart, especially focusing on the heavy, stiff aspects of it. And then letting your awareness expand a little or a lot and include whatever is stiff and weighty outside, so this room, this building, the earth itself. The substantiality of body is not very different from the substantiality of the cushions below it. The weightiness of the walls and the earth and rocks beneath. You can bring to mind the bodies of others as well. It's the same heaviness, same substantiality as this body here. And all other material forms. Both the internal earth property and the external earth property are simply earth property. if this is not a groovy party, I don't know what a groovy party is. And what is the water property? Anything internal that is water. Bile, phlegm, blood, sweat, fat, tears, oil, saliva, mucus, oil of the joint, urine. So if you wish, you can make yourself sensitive to what is fluid or wet. Maybe the eyes or the saliva in the mouth. Or any other way in which you feel the water property, the water element. And actually make yourself sensitive to it. Let the body sensitivity feel it, the liquidity. And you can reflect on the source of these waters in the taps and pipes and rain and underground water and lakes and seas. On the fact that these waters will soon go back. Reflecting, sensing into the water property outside. Making yourself sensitive to the other people in the room. And reflecting, these are the same water. and dropping this reflection, you can take a deep, long breath. And with the air element, it's very easy. You can actually sense it's the same air. With the in-breath, air comes in from the outside, fills the body. With the out-breath, goes out. Focus on this transition from out to in, from in to out. It's the same air. You can actually feel into it. And you can feel it in the nostrils, transitioning from in and out, out and in, and just a little bit of expansion to other people. This is clearly the same air element. You can make yourself sensitive to any sense of oneness. Or any other aspect of the experience that you can enjoy. Towards the end of this specific dance, maybe tuning back to the sense of metta. Maybe it will need to be slightly different now. Actually, let's stay a little bit more and sense into the space. See if your body and heart want to do that right now, just the space of the room. If you wish, you can open the eyes. And be sensitive to the space. There is so much of it here. We are very fortunate in this way. Can feel into it, taking in the space or expanding to it. And letting the heart be touched by space, and with that quite easily you can find that everything sits with you in that space. The walls, the things in the room and other people. Of course, if you wish, you can tune into any internal sense of space in the mouth, in the lungs. In the nostrils and throat, or wherever you can sense the sense of space. Sensitive to the outside, the space of the room, sensitive to the inside, the space in the body. Both the internal and external space property are just the space property. How great is that? And the bell's gonna ring, and when you open the eyes, maybe you can maintain some of that sensitivity. So, these were the Buddha's instructions to his son. Did your father ever told you that? I think we'll actually end now. And I will just say for those of you who are interested, one, you can take this kind of elements practice as a sort of, it's a sort of samadhi practice that has a strong anatta aspect in it. So it can be something that one takes, and because of the very clear connection between internal and external that he makes, it brings quite lovely, potentially lovely, sense of oneness with it. So something to play with for those who wish. And with this practice, but not only, just another possibility will be to mix the emptiness practices with metta practices. So if for those of you who love and appreciate the Brahma Vihara practices and feel that maybe, you know, you would want to play with them combined with the practices of anicca, dukkha and anatta, just saying that it is very possible, and in a way it's like sitting with a metta figure or radiating metta towards a direction or someone, and then allowing the sense of, let's say, anicca, you know, just enter into the experience and let everything sort of move, change, and see what it does to the love and the metta, you know. So that's a possibility, or definitely sitting with a figure radiating love in all directions, or metta in all directions, as a, let's say, a form of samadhi. And whenever there is a shrinking, actually releasing, and see what it does to the metta or to the compassion, that's much more intuitive in a way than the anicca variation. So radiating metta, and whenever something shrinks, actually softening and see what it does to the heart, to the sense of the other, to the metta, can really, really be nice. And same with anatta, and actually the combination of anatta and Brahmavihara's practices, it's really good. It's So you see where my heart, which one I prefer. It's fine. I love all of them. Sitting with the metta, kind of supporting the intention, and softly seeing self as anatta, and maybe also the other, you know, anatta, looking at this body or sensing into this body, and not mine, you know, and letting the sense of the ownership of the body or the sense of control over the body to drop away a little bit, and let it become a little more anatta, you know, and see how it impacts. And it's very interesting. It's very, very interesting and important, because it's like less clinging, less solidity, less self, less other, and the love and the metta, you know, it's like a match in a room full of gas, you know, only in a good way. It's like, you know. And I think this is, again, great in itself, and also potentially very insightful about the nature of love. Okay.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.